1. Full of forebodings and the greatest tensions that an adult Kem had ever experienced, Kalexel the investigator came down into the story ship where it hid beneath the ocean. He pressed his slender craft through the barrier that stood like lines of insect legs in the green murk and debarked on the long gray landing platform. All around him, flickering yellow disks and globes of working craft arrived and departed. It was early daylight topside, and from this ship Fraffin the director was composing a story. To be here, Kalexel thought. Actually, to be on Fraffin's world. He felt that he knew this world intimately. All those hours before the Pantaviv, watching Fraffin's stories about the place unroll before his eyes. Background study for the investigation, it had been called. But what Kem wouldn't have traded places with him then, gladly? To be on Fraffin's world. That morning topside. He had seen such mornings many times, caught by Fraffin's shooting crews. The torn sky, cloud pillars of gilded cushions. And the creatures. He could almost hear a priest mother murmuring, her voice firmly hesitant before a Kem posing as a god. Ah, such buttersoft women they were, generous with their barbed kisses. But those times were gone, except for Fraffin's reels. The creatures of this world had been herded into new avenues of excitement. In the pangs of remembering Fraffin's stories, Kalexel recognized his own ambivalence. I must not weaken, he thought. There was an element of grandiose posturing in the thought, hand on breast, and Kalexel permitted an inward chuckle at himself. Fraffin had done that for him. Fraffin had taught many a Kem a great deal about himself. In spite of the confusion on the landing platform, the dispatcher noted Kalexel almost immediately and sent a hovering robot questioner before whose single eye Kalexel bowed and said, I am a visitor, Kalexel by name. He did not have to say he was a rich visitor. His craft and his clothing said that for him. The clothing was the quiet forest green of Neversoil and cut for comfort, leotards, a simple tunic, and an all-purpose cape. It gave his squat, bow-legged form a look of rich dignity, setting off the silvery Kem of Kem skin, forcing attention onto the big face with its rock-like angles and planes, the sunken and penetrating brown eyes. The craft, which he left in a rest slot beneath the traffic lanes for the working crews, was a needle ship which could stitch its way across any void in the Kem universe. Only the wealthiest entrepreneurs and servants of the primacy owned such ships. Even Fraffin didn't possess one, preferring, so it was said, to plow his wealth back into the world which had brought him such fame. Kalexel. A visitor. He felt confidence in the cover. The Bureau of Criminal Repression had prepared his role and trappings with care. Welcome, visitor Kalexel, the dispatcher said, his voice amplified through the robot to override the story ship activity. Take the flex ramp on your left. Please register with our greeter at the head of the ramp. May your stay with us relieve boredom. My gratitude, Kalexel said. Ritual. Everything was ritual, he thought. Even here. He fitted his bowed legs to the riding clamps. The ramp whisked him across the platform, up through a red hatch, along a blue passageway to a glistening ebony orifice. The orifice expanded to reveal a small room and the greeter's flashing lights, couch and dangling connections. Kalexel eyed the robo-couplings, knowing they must be linked to the story ship's central directory. Here was the true moment of test for his cover, the heart of ship